The smallest gift can be the biggest of all. Page 107. It is now over 70 years since the end of World War II, and a lot of movies and documentaries have been made about the horrors of the war, the suffering of the Jews, and the concentration camps. People who have never experienced war themselves often find it difficult to relate to the magnanimity of the horrors of this war. The chocolate. Some stories of the war do not express the horrors of the situation, but the opposite. They are stories of how small gestures of kindness can show us the beauty of the human spirit and make us believe in the good in people. One of those stories is the story of Francine Christophe. Francine was born in 1933 in France, the same year Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party rose to power in Germany. She was made to wear a yellow star, the symbol of being Jewish, and the star was very big on her chest because she was only 8 years old. The Nazis took her and her mother and put them in the concentration camp Bergen-Belsen in northern Germany. Although people were not allowed to bring any things to the camps, children, like Francine, were allowed to take a couple of things with them from home. Her mother brought two pieces of chocolate with her and told Francine that she would keep it and give it to her if she thought she was getting seriously weak from starvation. The beauty of the human spirit. Helene, one of the women in the camp with Francine and her mother, was pregnant. You would never have known that from looking at her, because she was so skinny. When the time came for her to deliver the baby, Francine's mother took her daughter aside and asked her if she remembered the chocolate she was saving for her. Then she asked how she was feeling. Francine told her mother, "Fine, Mama, I will be okay." Her mother asked Francine if she could give the chocolate to Helene. "Giving birth here will be hard. She may die. If I give her the chocolate, it may help her." Francine told her mother to go ahead. Helene gave birth to a tiny little baby who never cried until the camp was liberated 6 months later. The woman at the conference. Many years later, Francine was talking to her daughter about the psychological aftermath of her traumatic experience. Her daughter asked her if she would have had an easier time if she had had professional help. Francine decided to organize a conference called "If the Survivors of Concentration Camps Had Had Counseling in 1945, What Would Have Happened?" The conference was a huge success. A lot of older survivors, psychologists, and historians attended the conference, and it was very interesting. One woman stood up to give a speech, and she said, "I live in Marseille, where I am a psychiatrist. Before I deliver my talk, I have something for Francine Christophe." She reached into her pocket and pulled out a piece of chocolate. She gave it to Francine and said, "I am the baby." Reflect and connect. Discuss in class. How can small gestures of kindness change life for the better? Try to find examples of kind gestures you can show in your own life. Diary. Imagine going through the trauma of being locked up in a concentration camp as a child. Write approximately one page about how that experience would affect a person as an adult. Diary. Has anyone ever showed you an unexpected kindness? How did that make you feel? Explain the situation. Language bank. Documentaries. Concentration camps. Magnanimity. Starvation. Liberated. Psychological aftermath. Traumatic. Conference. Historians. Psychiatrists.